back, brothers, to another wonderful episode of Renegades Men of Faith and Fortitude. I am your host, as always, the Reverend Joseph C. Gomez, and y'all know me as Preacher Joe. We're going to be cruising through today's topic, faith and friendship. How do our spiritual beliefs shape our bonds? How can we spot the real McCoy in friendships versus those that might throw a wrench into our spiritual growth? If you're revved up for this deep dive into mechanics of spiritual bonds, smash that like button and throttle up that subscription and share this ride. Don't forget to click the notification bell and let's rally our community of faith.
Hey, if you haven't done so already, man, get yourself on Amazon and get my book, my latest book, Men of Faith and Fortitude, Redefining Masculinity in Christ. It's available now it's available now in hardback, paperback, and ebook editions on Amazon. Coming soon to the shelves of Barnes & Noble. Get your copy today. Redefine Masculinity in Christ. Hoorah. Let's get back to our story.
See, everybody that you fight is not your enemy. And everybody that helps you is not necessarily your friend. See, this ancient wisdom is our guide today. It's not just about who's riding beside you. It's about discerning who truly supports your spiritual journey. So keep those helmets on, because by the end of our ride, I'm going to unveil a transformative lesson about true spiritual friendships that might just define your whole crew. Picture this. You have a buddy that seems spiritually dialed in, but they seem somehow lead you down some shady paths, you know? How does your faith steer through those tricky bends? Today, we are going to power through these challenges using scripture and gut instincts.
Hey, those of you that stuck with us to the end, I just want to tell you a deep, heartfelt thank you. And I appreciate you, because this community we're building is because of you. Appreciate you. God bless. Hoorah.
Let's go ahead and reflect on a time when a friendship was tested by spiritual or ethical challenges. How did you navigate it? What was the outcome? Go ahead and drop your stories down in the comments below. Your experiences fuel our collective ride, my brothers. Let's learn from one another. As we dive deeper into what makes friendships truly spiritual, let us examine the contrast in spiritual friendships, especially through the lens of scripture. It's crucial to also recognize that not every friendship that looks righteous is from God. So how do we discern a true spiritual friendship from one that may actually throw us off our path? Let's go ahead and reflect on the story of David and Jonathan, whose commitment to each other and to God provides a perfect example of a godly friendship. Their relationship was forged on mutual respect, loyalty, and a shared devotion to God's plans, despite the challenges they faced from King Saul, Jonathan's father. And then moving to the New Testament, let's consider Paul and Silas, who were bound together not just by chains, but by their mission to spread the gospel. Even in the depths of a prison, their faith and friendship led to miraculous events and exemplified how true spiritual bonds could withstand and even thrive under pressure. Now, in stark contrast, reflect upon Jesus and Judas, an intimate relationship that ultimately led to the ultimate betrayal. Though Judas walked closely with Christ, his actions were contrary to the fruits of the Spirit, revealing a relationship not rooted in genuine spiritual integrity. And the relationship between Jesus and Judas, which appeared close, yet was marred by betrayal and deceit. Judas's betrayal, despite being one of the 12, shows that appearances can be deceiving, and actions rooted in true spiritual values are what define godly relationships. True spiritual friendships are built on mutual faith, trust, and encouragement towards God's will. They bear good fruit like peace, joy, growth, and faith. See, these friends pray for you, ride with you, and they challenge you to be your best self in Christ. In contrast, a friendship that might seem spiritual but is actually misleading or harmful often includes inconsistency in biblical values, encourages dependency instead of growth, or leads you away from the community and accountability. See, these relationships might look the part, but they lack the substance and the fruits of the Spirit. To discern the difference, ask yourself, does this friendship bring me closer to God? Are our interactions filled with grace and truth? Is there a mutual respect for each other's spiritual journeys? Evaluate your friendships. Does this relationship honor God? Do we pray and seek growth together? Are our interactions marked by the fruits of the Spirit? Cultivate friendships that answer yes to these questions. Next week, we are going to explore how to foster and maintain godly friendships that not only survive, but thrive. We will dive into practical steps for nurturing these bonds and their impact on our spiritual lives. As we roll to a stop today, remember the golden nuggets of our discussion. True spiritual friendships should mirror the character of Christ and draw us closer to Him. They are part of God's plan to shape us into His image, supporting, correcting, and loving us throughout our journey. Until next time, keep believing, keep striving, and keep living a life full of faith and fortitude. God bless, and right on.
Been crazy, man. I really ain't had too much to say. Sometimes I want revenge, but that's the devil's way. Or acting out, so I just get down on my knees and pray. I ask him, leave.